Warehouse management systems. A warehouse management system is a crucial tool that can help an organization efficiently and effectively plan, run, and track daily warehouse operations. An organization must select a warehouse management system that fits its needs, which may include the ability to communicate and transmit data to other systems that the organization employs. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a warehouse management system, WMS, as a computer application system designed to manage and optimize workflows and the storage of goods within a warehouse. It often interfaces with automated data capture and enterprise resource planning systems. While this definition refers to control of a single warehouse, many WMS can control and optimize movement and storage of inventory at multiple warehouse locations. Automated data capture refers to technologies such as barcode scanners, magnetic readers, and radio frequency identification devices, RFID, that are used to identify products in a database as they move through a system, for example, from production to warehouse to transit to customer. An enterprise resource planning, ERP, system integrates data and processes across multiple functions in an enterprise or company so that each function has access to information that it needs to perform or that it can use to improve its performance. A WMS may be implemented as a module within an enterprise's ERP or maybe a standalone best-of-breed application focusing solely on warehouse system needs. The ERP database will have a number of important data sets in its database to manage orders and inventory, organize warehouse work, and track and analyze inventory and performance. Exhibit 4-40 describes the wide range of activities a WMS can perform. Selecting the right WMS. A WMS, even one purchased as an annual subscription, represents a significant investment. The investment decision is best made by combining the multiple perspectives on warehouse management, finance, accounting, information technology, human resources, operations, transportation, and key customers. Specific needs should be identified first so they can be used as a scorecard to assess options. For example, companies shipping across national borders will require systems capable of generating the necessary import/export documentation. Specialized warehouses may require that the WMS be approved by customers, insurers, or regulatory agencies. Simple warehouses may be able to use a low-cost WMS, an automated data capture solution, to avoid both expense and complexity. It is important to conduct a detailed process and work analysis that is based on the input of warehouse staff and is validated by them. This can help to eliminate redundant steps, inefficiencies, and other forms of waste that frustrate workers. If not, these problems will be built into the system and people may be likely to use workarounds. The options for acquiring a WMS include building one's own system, purchasing or leasing a standalone system, or purchasing a subscription. The build versus buy decision must be based on full and accurate costs. For example, is user training and support included in the purchase price? What level of customization is included? Are updates provided free of charge? Subscription options include software as a service, SaaS, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a software licensing and distribution model that provides access to applications via the internet on a subscription basis. A service provider hosts the application at its data center and customers access it through a web browser. Often referred to as on-demand software and used by companies to avoid purchasing, implementing, and maintenance costs. SaaS systems often have shorter implementation timeframes, are easily scalable, have low cost of entry, and feature instant upgrades. A business continuity plan should be available in case of network interruptions or internet access failure. In warehouse management, Richards recommends the following criteria for selecting a WMS. Ability to interface with existing systems. Many systems are compilations of new and legacy systems that must be able to communicate with each other. Accessibility from the internet. This feature is increasingly important with the use of electronic data interchange, EDI, or application programming interfaces, APIs, for example, to enable such processes as vendor-managed inventory. Modularization and scalability. It may be more valuable to purchase only the functions that are needed now and add functions as needs emerge. Rather than providing more capacity than is needed at the present, The WMS must be expandable to allow for later increases in the size of the warehouse operation. Analysis and reporting capabilities. The system should generate desired performance and capacity reports. It should provide a real-time picture of warehouse operations and issue alarms when critical parameters may be violated. It could be used to create and run simulations of processes to test potential changes. User-friendliness. Screen interfaces should be intuitive, easy to understand quickly, and hard to misunderstand. Operators should be able to master tasks quickly. Cumbersome processes will deter worker use of the system and encourage users to develop manual workarounds that defeat the purpose of the investment. Support of best warehouse practices. The WMS should support processes that are performed according to recognized best practices, such as productivity measurement and improvement, a function not provided by inventory management systems. Another example is task interleaving, for example, adding a replenishment step just after a put-away step to reduce travel time. Interleaving takes a more flexible approach to processes, as opposed to a rigid insistence on completing steps as prescribed. Support of specialized functionality. This includes tracking inventory by lot, batch code, or serial number in support of parts procurement for a DC postponement operation. Another example is support for omni-channel orders of single units for parcel shipments, as well as large commercial orders of cases or pallets. Many organizations now also expect the WMS to feature labor management, including recruiting incentives, scheduling, performance goal setting and management, and provision of bonuses based on achieving desirable organizational outcomes. However, this can be an issue in some countries in which measurement of individual performance of workers is not allowed. Warehouse management systems are sometimes augmented with a warehouse execution system, WES, and or warehouse control system, WCS. A WMS provides high-level control, a WES provides middle-level control, and a WCS provides fine-grained control of specific automation. In some cases, these software solutions have converged and the WMS handles the functions discussed next. Warehouse Execution Systems, WES. Warehouse Execution Systems, WES, are systems that have basic WMS capabilities but add capabilities to organize, sequence, and coordinate work resources, labor, equipment, work centers, and support processes in real time so that the impact of a change in one area immediately triggers replanning of all other impacted areas. They may feature functions such as voice data capture, manual pick management, replenishment management, shipping management, including of small parcels, and inventory management, and possibly more fine-grained management of pack sorters, shipping sorters, automated pick systems, or pick-to-light systems. Warehouse Control Systems, WCS. A warehouse control system, WCS, communicates directly with automated materials handling equipment, acting as an intermediary between the WMS and systems such as RFID slash code scanning, automated storage, picking, sorting, and conveyance systems. The WCS operates in real time, issuing commands and integrating systems. It also provides a single user interface that warehouse staff can use. Unlike a WMS, a WCS tends to control systems within only one facility. It may feature pack sorter management, shipping sorter management, automated pick management, pick-to-light management, and integration of fixed position scanners, machine controls, or mobile scanners. It may also control inline print and apply labeling and inline weight and motion for axle weights.